The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Welcome to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Nicole Hurley, and joining me is my co-host, Joe Walczak.
Hello, everyone.
On behalf of the entire Skywire Media team, we just wanted to thank WebmasterRadio.fm and their wonderful staff for inviting us to bring back Mobile Presence. And a special shout-out and a big thank you to our main man, Brasco, for helping Joe and myself kick off this wonderful show. Glad to be here. Glad to be with you all. And as some of you may know, Mobile Presence aired from early 2009 until about the end of 2010, and Joe and I are bringing it back by popular demand. So be sure to join us every week right here on WebmasterRadio.fm on Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. Now, just to let you know, each week Joe and I will discuss what's going on in the mobile world. We're going to share news stories, offer advice, and bring experts all across the industry to the table to give their valuable input. And we'll be giving you insights on tracking and targeting mobile marketing, discuss current trends in the industry, and we're going to help you make the most out of mobile to better your bottom line. So today, Joe and I will be offering up 5 tips to deploying a successful mobile marketing strategy. But before we get started, Joe, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your position here at Skywire Media?
Well, what I do here at Skywire Media is I'm a senior account manager, and I work with some of our enterprise customers, and I help them design and implement their mobile strategies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe is the best at what he does. He's really great at coming up with new, interesting techniques to integrate into mobile strategies and really helps our clients here at Skywire Media really be successful with their mobile implementation. So as I mentioned, my name's Nicole Hurley. I am a sales executive here at Skywire Media, but I also publish writings on our blog. I update our social media. I'm just really hands-on with putting a name out there for Skywire Media, but my main focus is the sales aspect of the company as well. So before we get to our list, let's talk about what's happening in the mobile news that we found interesting today. Joe, what's that headline read?
Well, we've got a release from the Mobile Marketing Association, and they have published their winter issue of the International Journal of Mobile Marketing.
All right.
So they've got some. They've got 10 articles on topics that include mobile marketing in India and Pakistan, some location-based marketing, and mobile social media.
Yeah. Now the MMA, as you know, is not the MMA like we see here in Vegas.
That's right. It's not the UFC.
Not the UFC. MMA is the Mobile Marketing Association. They publish this international journal twice a year. This is volume 6, number 2. They discuss all different kinds of areas within the international mobile marketing. They talk about the Indian perspective on mobile marketing. They're going to discuss in this edition whether Pakistan can build a mobile marketing channel. They're going to talk about mobile payments, mobile social media, and they're going to discuss why the U.S. government cares about location-based marketing. So it's going to be a great read for all of you. It's out now. It's $75 at the MMA store. You can find it online at mmaglobal.com/store. This is an online-only publication just so that they can reach more international So yeah, and later in this year, the MMA and the Canadian Marketing Association, the CMA, will be publishing an all Canadian edition of the IJMM just later this year in 2012. So I just wanted to mention too, in this press release, Michael Becker, who's the North American manager director at the MMA, he states that they're accepting submissions for publication, and they hope that the latest issue will inspire mobile marketing industry leaders and those in academia to share their research and thought leadership with the mobile marketing community through the IJMM. So if you've been doing some interesting research that you think would that people all across the mobile marketing industry would value, be sure to get online and submit your writings.
That's right. Get it out to the world.
Get it out. Yeah. And the all-Canadian version of the IJMM that's being released, they're also currently accepting submissions, and the deadline for that is March 15th, 2012. So great. Be sure to go check it out if it's of interest to you. So without further ado, how about we hop into these five tips to deploying a successful marketing strategy? What are we going to be trying to cover here, Joe? You want to let our listeners know?
Yeah, well, there's a few questions that we're going to try and answer. First off, we want to work on how to select the right vendor for you, because
that's
there's a
really
whole
important.
Bunch of them out there. Very
Absolutely.
Important to do. We're going to talk about how to get more subscribers, and then we also want to talk about what enhancements work well with an SMS campaign.
Excellent. Great. Well, what's our first tip of the day?
Let's jump in. Tip number one, shop around.
Very important.
Very important.
This is for all of you who are considering implementing a mobile strategy. These are really, when we're talking about deploying a successful mobile marketing strategy, these tips are to help you with deploying a successful SMS or text message marketing strategy, which Joe is an expert of. He, like he already mentioned, he helps a lot of our enterprise companies. So, Joe, when somebody's shopping around for a good mobile marketing vendor to roll out some new mobile initiatives, especially SMS, what types of things should they look at when they're looking for a vendor?
Well, you want to look at the different price points and the different prices per message that you're going to be sending out.
Absolutely. Different companies structure their pricing differently. You know, they might have a per month fee plus per message fee. They might include messages. And, you know, when you're shopping around and when you're asking, it never hurts when you say, Joe, to go ahead and ask, hey, can I get some messages included in my bundle? That never hurts. You know, the worst they can say is, no, we don't do that.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah. There's all different pricing plans for all different types of businesses out there. So you want to shop around, find the one that's going to work best for you.
Okay. So besides just pricing, what else would make people differ from vendor to vendor?
Well, you're going to want to see if they have maybe any patented or any unique technology. What separates them from the competition?
Yeah, absolutely. SkyWire has two patented technologies, and I know there's other mobile marketing vendors out there that also have patented technology or even unique technology that they can do better than other companies can. So that's absolutely a great thing to look at when selecting your vendor. Now, you also want to check out and see the different message types that these vendors are allowed, that are able to provide you with. Can they do polls and surveys? Can they send out coupon codes? Are those coupon codes dynamic or are they static? And by that, that means are they all going to be the same or are they going to be all different per user? Dynamic coupon codes tend to be better for tracking purposes. So if that's important to you, you want to make sure that they are able to do that. You want to also look at their tracking and reporting capabilities. I know that's, you know, the best way to see what your ROI is when you're rolling out these mobile solutions. So last but not least, I would say, well, I guess there's two other things I'd want to point out, and that's the scalability of the platform. You want to make sure if you have an enterprise company, it's enterprise enabled and that it can, you know, grow with your growing subscription list. That's definitely important. And then
what that allows is it integrates with your other systems that you use. This definitely comes into play for the enterprise companies, where you want to tie in your SMS marketing with the rest of your system. So if you are sending out coupons, you're going to want to be able to redeem those through your point of sale. You don't want a widget You want direct redemption through your point of sale system so that you can track it, you can prevent fraud, and you know, it closes that loop so you're able to see who redeemed that offer, who did that my offer, who did I bring into my business with that offer? And
yeah.
You can do that with the integration.
Now, besides just point of sale integration, there's also property management integration, property management system, PMS, so that you can, those are for the resorts out there that have guests staying there. You can integrate it with that solution. What other things do you think you could integrate with?
Well, we have, we offer an API. A lot of companies out there have APIs, and what that allows you to do is just more or less integrate to any system that you have, so you can tie in your website, you know, tie into if you have a content management system, data warehouse, anything like that, you could send messages out through the API, and then you can pull information back in with the API.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so just be sure to shop around. Tip number one, shop around. It's very important when you're looking to select the and it's okay if you take your time with that. You just want to make sure that you don't want to make this decision quickly. You want to definitely research and see what's out there. So great. Well, tip number two, what is it, Joe?
Tip number two is use mobile to your advantage.
Great. Now, how, tell our listeners, how can they, well, actually, hold on a second. Let's go to a break real quick, and when we come back, we'll go ahead and tell our listeners how they can use mobile to their advantage. So let's just go ahead and take a break from our sponsors here. You're listening to WebmasterRadio.fm, Mobile Presence. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
As you know, being an expert at
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search, social, display, one platform.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Warning. Listening to WebmasterRadio.fm daily may cause webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits. WebmasterRadio.fm.
Stay up with us all night long.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Nicole. Joining me is my co-host, Joe. And we are giving you five tips to deploying a successful mobile marketing strategy specifically regarding SMS and text message marketing. We're just getting to tip number two before the break, how to use mobile to your advantage. So, Joe, what would you – now, when we say use mobile to your advantage, there's lots of different ways, but what do you think are the key ways that you could use mobile to your advantage?
Well, you're able to find out by using some tracking through using separate keywords. You can find out which of your media outlets is most successful for mobile marketing. So what you could do with this is you put if you're using print ads, you can put a specific keyword in the print ads. If you're using email, you can put – a different keyword in there. If you have billboards or radio or TV spots, you have a separate keyword for each of those different outlets, and then you're able to track which one had the best results for this mobile marketing campaign. You're able to see what those different keywords.
Yeah, absolutely. We do it here. Right here at Skywire, we use a certain keyword for our radio ads. We use a different keyword when we're at trade shows. Another keyword is on our website. So definitely taking advantage of multiple keywords to track, your current marketing initiatives is a great tool to see exactly if those marketing initiatives are worth, your investment.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. So also, you can use mobile to your advantage by tracking those redemption rates to see what offers are most used. So you can see what your customers are most enthusiastic about or what they like to receive from you the most. A great way you could see – so if you had it tied in with it's integrated to your point of sale, let's say a restaurant, for instance, okay? They have a – $10 off coupon, and they send out via text message. They realize that everybody coming in using this $10 coupon is buying a burger. Not every single one, of course, probably not 100%, but
not 100%.
Majority of them come in, they buy a burger. Well, maybe next time you could say, okay, well, they love our burgers, so let's just give them a free side of fries and a free drink with a purchase of every burger. Now you're not giving as much, but it's still a valuable offer to them. So,
that's right.
Yeah, it helps you just get into their mind a little bit. So, great. All right, so let's go ahead. So, tip number two, use mobile to your advantage. Be sure to do that. Tip number three, you want to plan ahead. Joe, being a senior account manager, I'm sure that you help your clients plan ahead. What types of things do they look at and do you look at to help them succeed when they're looking to do a new campaign?
Well, what you want to do is you want to figure out what your message is and what goal you're going to want to accomplish with your mobile campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look around at your competitors to see what they're doing. And just kind of plan out how you're going to use mobile to your advantage. You can use the nice thing about mobile is that you're able to send out messages very quickly. There's not a lot of turnaround time on that.
Yeah, it's not like direct mail where you send it away and it's for like next month, all throughout next month. It might get to them in a week if they check their mail every day.
But yeah, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with mobile, you're able to be very flexible. If you're having an event and maybe that event turnout isn't looking to be what you expected it to be, you're able to send out a message, an SMS message that day or the day before to maybe offer a deal on that event or to just alert people of the event. And we've had a lot of success with that with our customers.
Yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
They have a concert or something going on where we offer some discounted tickets. Last minute, and most of the time it ends up selling out the show.
Yeah, it's a great way to bring in that revenue that missed revenue. Even if you have to take a little bit of a hit on it, it's the seats are going to be there anyways, especially in a concert arena, let's say. The seats are going to be there, and so what if you're giving one of them away for free as long as you're getting money on the other one? It's just all about getting as much as you can, getting as many people through that door. So,
that's right, get people in the seats.
Yeah. So I'd say that you want to absolutely plan ahead by looking at upcoming factors that could have a negative effect on your business. So like weather, for instance, rain, snow, sleet, sunshine even. I just got a message the other day from a local a local smoothie place, and it was cold, and they said, even though for a buy one, get one free smoothie today, you can still be healthy today. And that was like, oh, wow, you know, they know what's going on. It's a real person sending me this. Clearly, they see it's cold and rainy. So they used that to drive in customers on a day that would normally be slower to
them.
Well,
let me ask, did you go in and get a smoothie or not?
I absolutely went in and got a smoothie.
You got a smoothie.
That's
so
my
worked.
Favorite place. And, yeah, anytime I get a message from them, I run.
You run straight in.
Yeah. They did 99-cent smoothies yesterday.
It worked on you.
Worked on me. It was tasty, too. yeah, so you want to just look at different factors going on around you and use them to your advantage. Plan ahead. Tip number three, plan ahead.
That's right. Let's go to tip number four.
All right, what did you got?
Tip number four is you want to segment your subscribers.
Segmenting is key in this industry. Now, you know, there's maybe some people that are beginners at mobile marketing and text message marketing. So, Mr. Segmenting Expert, how about you go ahead and tell them what exactly we mean by segment?
Well, what we try to do, as you had mentioned earlier, we like to track the coupon redemptions. If you're using coupons, you can see what people are interested through those redemptions. Another way we do it is that we'll oftentimes use a survey or a poll sent out through SMS to ask the guests what offers are they interested in receiving.
Okay, so like if it's a business, like a casino.
Right.
Okay, do they want to send a poll to say, do you want to receive gaming offers? Do you want to receive dining offers? Do you want to receive entertainment offers, spa offers? Just
right.
Figure out what types of offers that they are interested in.
Exactly. That way, with a casino, you may have people that they don't gamble at all. So all they do is they come to concerts, maybe they come to eat, maybe they go to the spa. So if I send that person a gaming offer, they are not going to be interested in it. I just wasted both of our time. So by segmenting, we're able to understand what the guest is most interested in or what the consumer is most interested in. And then by knowing that, we're able to target them better and send them offers that are more meaningful to them. And the more meaningful the offer, the more likely they are to come in and patronize your business.
Absolutely. All right, hey, let's pick up on this segmenting talk right after this break. We got to cut to a quick commercial real quick. You're listening to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
In 500 yards, CPA Way will be on your right. You have reached your destination.
On the interstate of internet marketing, CPA Way helps you monetize the way, no matter which direction you're heading. CPA Way is your route to low-risk revenue.
Advertisers,
we have paved the way to delivering revenue channels that will meet and exceed your expectations.
Publishers,
we monitor and manage your campaigns to bring you the most revenue possible.
Publishers can feel secure to leverage direct offers, while advertisers can find safety offering their most valued campaigns.
The road to trust, respect, integrity, and honor is just ahead at CPAway.com.
Superior affiliate offers, superior affiliate brands, superior affiliate service.
That's superior affiliate management.
Superior Affiliate Management delivers direct, exclusive offers with weekly payouts. Their mission is to ignite your e-commerce and ignite your commissions. Superior Affiliate Brands means our work with the internet retailers top 500, as well as new brands, thanks to their full-service agency and CPA network. Superior Affiliate Service means lifetime bonus referrals and personal VIP treatment.
When you hear Superior Affiliate Offers,
Superior Affiliate Brands, Superior Affiliate Service, that's SAMOPM.com.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. the internet marketing ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
Welcome to the Webmaster Institute for Financial Advancement, webmasterradio.fm. It's like radio with a PhD. Webmasterradio.fm, we're everywhere.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. I'm Nicole. This is Joe over here. And we were just talking before the break about our five tips to deploying a successful mobile marketing strategy in regards to text message marketing. We're all the way to tip number four. We're talking about segmenting subscribers. Now, Joe, would you say segmenting, I mean, you get to see these results firsthand. You're the account manager. You're looking over. You're looking at the reports. Now, what would you say you see when in regards to opt-outs when you're segmenting? Do you see a huge difference in the opt-out rates when you're sending meaningful offers that they want to receive?
Yeah, we see a lower opt-out rate when you're sending, after you segment and you're sending guests and or your customers, if you're sending them offers that are meaningful to them, they're less likely to opt out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's important. It's key. You want to, the more meaningful, the more tailored to their wants and needs, the less, chance that you have that they're going to actually opt out of your campaign.
That's right.
You'll keep them going with you.
That's right. You keep them engaged.
That's right. All right. So be sure to segment your subscribers. Anything else to say about that? Or you want to keep on moving?
Tip number five.
You want to make it fun and exciting. One way to do this is host contests. Joe, do you opt into contests? Have you opted into any?
I do. I do. I am guilty.
Ever win?
I've never won, but...
Brent Ritchie won, our colleague, remember?
I do not.
He was driving down the road and saw this van that said, opt in to win free tickets to the Utah Jazz.
That's right.
And then he opted in and he won.
That's right. I do remember that.
Lucky son of a gun.
Lucky dog.
So what was the contest that you opted into?
The one I opted into was it was a casino just off the strip. They were offering a free two-night stay at the hotel.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Us Las Vegas locals love our staycations.
That's right. A little staycation. They had it up on – I follow them on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And they offered up the contest and I entered in. And still no word back if I won or not.
So you may have won. You don't know yet.
That's right. Fingers crossed.
Yes. The most recent one I opted into was for this concert. I don't even know the people that were playing, but it came across from a casino that I received offers from.
Right.
And they said if you want to, for your chance to win tickets to this no-name band, or at least it was a no-name to me,
right,
respond with this keyword. So they were getting other people to opt into different keyword campaigns that way too. And I opted in, and unfortunately I didn't win, but I'm a sucker for contests. If there's something for me to get for free, I'm down.
That's right. You can't win if you don't play.
That's right. Not a good motto to have in Las Vegas, but it's okay.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, great. Well, that pretty much wraps up. Is there anything else you want to state about making it fun and exciting? I mean, I think it's good if you tie in like your social media outlets and you maybe tie into your mobile app if you have one, if applicable.
That's right. Yeah. I think it's just also find that when we give exclusive offers, exclusive mobile offers, that people like that too. If they think that they're getting something that other people are not getting.
Yeah.
So they're a member of the club. They're in on the secret.
Yeah. So what you're saying is don't offer something via mobile and then go ahead and offer it through your direct mail piece too.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to send something out that is exclusive to the mobile club or to the mobile subscription. That way people are going to talk about it. They'll share it with their friends. They'll spread the word. It just adds a little something extra to it when you can only get it by being a part of this club.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll make them, you know, maybe share with their friends, let them know, hey, I'm getting these great deals from XYZ company. We go there all the time. We love it. We can't get these deals anywhere else. You should opt in and get them yourself, too.
That's right.
So great, yeah. Make it specific to just your mobile club. Don't allow everybody to get these deals.
Yes.
All right, great. Well, there you have it. There's our five tips to deploying a successful mobile marketing strategy. We're going to go ahead. We actually have a full list of 10 tips on our blog. You can visit our blog at blog.skywiremedia.com. And that pretty much wraps it up.
That's right. That's twice as many as we discussed here on the air, available on a blog.
10 is more than 5.
That's
twice
right.
Twice as many. More. That's right. Well, so what do you think, Joe? How'd we do? First show down?
I think we did a great job.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys, for sticking with us. And be sure to stay tuned every week, Wednesdays, right here on webmasterradio.fm, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. We're going to be here sharing our thoughts, ideas, trends in the mobile industry. Between now and then, go ahead and feel free to connect with us on facebook.com/skywiremedia or follow us on Twitter. Our name is @skywiremedia. I already mentioned that link to the blog, but once again, it's blog.skywiremedia.com. And next week, we're going to be discussing mobile marketing trends for 2012. It'll be a great show.
Great show.
Yeah, thanks so much, you guys, and we'll see you next week.